Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to the Table Talk Podcast Show. This is your girl, Shanti Helena. So I know you guys wondering, like, where have she been for the last 2-3 weeks? As you can tell, my voice is totally different. I've been under the weather. My child has been under the weather. But you know what? I'm like, my voice feels a little bit better. At first, it was a sore throat, so bear with me. So if you hear a little sniffle here and there, no, I do not have COVID. But it's a lot just pretty much has been going on in my life of self-awareness. And I'm just going to say this. You have to be very careful of people who you confide in or you just really consider your friends. It's been like a lot of little shady stuff that's been going on, and I'm pretty much that type of person where I'm just gonna sit back, I'm gonna look, I'm gonna take notes, and then I'm gonna apply pressure, right? So I'm gonna start this out, right? I always like to do shows according to my last podcast show, a little backstory, right? And it's gonna lead up into today's message. So recently, I found out that I believe someone in my life is in competition with me. And I'm looking like, why are you in competition with me? Like, we're supposed to be friends or whatever, right? We're supposed to be supporting each other. You don't need to feel like you're in competition with me. You do not have to boast your lifestyle to me, knowing that I know it's a lie. Like, one thing about Aquarius, and I'm gonna talk about how Aquarius are in general another show, but we see through a lot of bullshit, okay? And 95% of the time when I peep bullshit, see bullshit, it typically be bullshit when it's proven at the end, right? So this one particular person, right, you know, we'll be on the phone talking, chatting, whatever, and I could just say something so cliche, like, and I'm just using this as an example. Oh, I'ma go shopping tomorrow, you know, some girl stuff. Yeah, cause I'ma go get a nigga to go take me to get a bag. And it's just like, every time I say something, it's always something back, and you trying to make it bigger than what I said. I could talk about a restaurant, they gonna talk about a restaurant and make it much bigger. I could talk about taking a trip, they gonna talk about taking a trip and make it much bigger. And it's like, I'm not in competition with you. Like, I'm legitimately be in my own lane. And I don't understand, like, what's all that for? But to go into today's show, I feel like if you're somebody's friend, be their friend. Like, you don't have to be in competition with your friends. Like, and you can and you can't. I'm gonna say a pro and con. Like, if I'm gonna be in competition with my friend, I'm be like, ooh, she checking a bag, she got a lot of stuff going, I want to be just like her. Like, I'm a girl, what was your goals, what did you do, what was your prayer, what did you do to get that man, what did you do to get that job, type stuff, right? I'm not gonna like literally go into competition with you or portray myself bigger than what I am. And I just feel like with this particular person, they try to perceive like they above 10, but reality at 2 in my mind, right? And I think that this particular person does this is because they're not happy with themselves. And I feel like we all have been there, right? Okay, so not off subject, but let's just say this. We all have been in places in life where we not where we want to be, right? And then everyone coming with you with all these exciting news and promotions, new jobs or boyfriends or money or blessings, just a lot of good information. And you're looking at your life like, damn, I ain't got shit going for myself, right? And instead of you saying, congratulations, how did you make that happen? Ask questions to put you in that same position. Your rebuttal be, oh, you got a promotion? Oh, yeah, see, I'm checking the bag because I got businesses lined up all. But in reality, you ain't got shit going for yourself. But you just saying that to just make yourself sound important so you can be on that person's level. But in reality, people will see right through that. And with this one particular person, which this has happened to me more than once with multiple people that I know in general with me, where they boast they stuff so high, but I know them so well, and I don't think they be realizing what they be telling me. And it be like, eventually I found out it be like a lot of lies and so many words, and it just don't connect, it just don't make sense. So I just entertain the conversation, but in the back of my head, I kind of look at you sideways because I feel like we are friends. Like, you don't got to make yourself quote unquote try to seem better than me. Like, if I say, I'm going to go buy me a pair of sandals that's for $40, you're going to say, well, I'm going to go buy me a pair of Giuseppe's for $900. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we not really in competition. Like, we're not in competition at all. And I feel like that's just like a real big pet peeve. And I feel like with females, they got that real bad. Like, well, I'm going to say dudes too. I'm fucking humans, period. You don't have to do that. Like, if somebody come to you and they just having generalized conversation in general, right? You don't have to always boast and make yourself bigger than what that person is. And if those facts are true that you're throwing out there, cool. But 9 times out of 10, the people that I've been running to that's in my life that fabricate their lifestyles and increase what they be saying, like, yeah, you know, fluctuating shit in their life, fluffing shit, like, I damn near know the whole truth of the story because, one, I know you. For two, you forgot what you told me last week or last month, so shit ain't lining up too quite. So it's just like, what is that for? And that kind of brings me down to this. Like, it makes me kind of want to question my friendship with that person. Like, that energy, like, I don't got time for that. Like, you ain't got to sit here and try to put me down or put yourself up to make me feel down. I mean, I don't feel down at all. Like, my confidence levels is on 1,000. Like, I'd be happy if my friend called my phone like, gee, I'm the one who had the $1 billion ticket with the lottery. I'm gonna be shouting just for her and be happy and not look for nothing in return. I'm not gonna be like, oh, you won $1 billion, but I just hit $1 billion in the stock. Like, it'd be some weird ass shit that is going on lately for these last 2-3 weeks with this one individual, and I had to kind of like step a step back and like evaluate the whole situation as a friendship. Like, is this friendship even worth even valuing? Like, I have different categories for people in my life. Like, I got my A1s, I got my sisters, I got my associates, I got my foes, I got people I just talk to when I'm fucking bored. Like, every person in my life is just put inside of a category. And I feel like this person, you was at the top, you working your way at the bottom. And it's just like, I just want somebody as a friend, like, being very supportive. If you share information with them in confidence of your personal life or whatever, don't throw that shit back in my face to try to make me feel bad as a person, because low-key, you would have never known this information if I would have never told you. So that's another thing that this individual was doing too. Like, I'm a communicator. I don't mind telling my business to people, like, especially if I tell it. I mean, I really don't care if you know, right? But it be times that it's things that a lot of people don't know and I don't speak on at all on purpose. So if I come to you with in confidence, like, and you be like, damn, G, I didn't even know you was going through that, or I don't know X, Y, and Z, right? That mean I'm open up to you. I don't want to hear 2-3 weeks down the line or a month or something and you kind of throw that back in my face, like, and I'm like, bro, G, whatever, sis, like, I came to you in confidence with this information. So this same individual has been doing that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, now I can't believe nothing that you're saying to me. You know what I'm saying? You trying to create this fairy tale competition between me and you, which it doesn't fucking exist, right? Then it's like, you take things that I tell you in confidence and trying to throw it back into my face. So now I'm just like, I need to be questionable. And this goes into another subject, is everybody be talking about this, I don't want no new friends. I want some new friends. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I used to think that too when I was younger growing up, like my day ones, my A1s, like that's that young people shit. I realized when I started stepping outside my boundaries and started exploring and meeting new people and networking in other places, like, it has opened the doors in so many ways, career-wise, financial-wise, just on the educational standpoint of opening my mind to a whole nother mindset. And I felt like I'm happy with the friends that I have, right? Don't get me wrong, but I know I can add more to it. And my friend circle, to be quite honest, not my associates, not my who's and who's, like, my real friend circle is very, very small. So it's like, I really don't even mind starting over. Not even saying starting over, but I don't mind extending my circle of friendships in all areas, because I feel like, me personally, I'm a very, very good friend. Like, you can reach out to me, ask me for advice. I'll share, you know, personal intakes and what I go through in life, let you know, like, you're not alone. Like, I'm a very confident person, very supportive. I'm pretty much a real good friend at the end of the day. Like, I can honestly say, can't nobody say that I'm not a good friend. I feel like I'm too much of a good friend to certain people, to the point that I was so much of a good friend, a people person, it has actually ended a friendship with a current friend because of my outgoing, charismatic, you know, personality going above and beyond and just enjoying meeting new people. But I realized, like, certain people in my life couldn't handle that as me as a person. And then you gotta look on the flip side, like, I'm 34 years old, you feel me? Like, recently engaged, doing a whole family thing or whatever. And, you know, I got a one-year-old baby, so it's like a lot of stuff in my personal life is kind of new for me. And things that I was doing when I was in my 20s, even in my early 30s, it's like I don't live that life no more. So I understand when people say, like, one, it's okay to have new friends, but I gotta take it and dive a little bit more deeper. Like, I see what people be saying, like, when you become married or you be engaged or you in a committed relationship and go down that final path of life with your significant other, with a family, bro, it's time to change your circle. Because them same single friends who don't have no kids, you know, who just come and go whenever the fuck they want, they be expecting the same thing out of you. And they don't be understanding, like, I just can't up and just go because you call me at 5 o'clock for fucking happy hour. Like, no, I gotta find a babysitter. And I got personal shit going on in my life too, like, just in general, you know, like, I just can't up and go. But even outside of me having those things in my life, I never was just like not the up and go spare the moment type shit, unless something I really, really wanted to do, unless everything I've taken care of as far as my goals for the day, then yes, I can do it. But if my goals for the day is not met and I got stuff to do, I'm not finna put that on the back burner. I'm gonna continue my day and accomplish my goals, whatever that goal may look like. Then I go turn up. It may not be that day, it may be the next day, you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like, and where I'm at in life right now, I just gotta be conscious of who I call a friend, and also be open to meet, you know, like, new people at the end of the day. And that's not hard for me to do. Now, the people around me may feel some type of way because certain people, I'm already seeing that I'm fading away out their life. Like, I'm not talking to you all the time. I'm not texting you all the time. Like, I'm okay with that because you have done something to rub me the wrong way. Or if you ain't rubbing the wrong way, shit, we not living on the same path. Like, you going left, I'm going right. I'm not saying you're going down the wrong path. It's just like where my alignment is in my life is different. I just feel like, for an example, like, I got friends that's single who don't have kids. But most of them respect what I got going on at home. They respect that I'm a new mother. They expect that, you know, Shanti can't diddy bop like she used to, but we're going to still invite her out. We're not going to make her feel bad. We're not going to try to create a storyline about her on why she can't go outside. Like, it's just some weird ass shit that's been fucking happening. And I just been kind of like staying to myself in the midst of all that, whatever, right? So it's just like, nah, bro, that's not what it is. So to go back to everything, it's like, lately I've been communicating with the women that is married, you know, who have children, you know, who have a significant other, who been in a real fucking relationship, who's living in a real relationship. Like, I love my single friends, y'all, my G's, the death and less apart, but some of y'all need a reality check. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all always say what y'all not gonna do, what you is gonna do when you get a dude, but in reality, you don't know what you're gonna do when you're in that relationship. You can say all these rules and regulation in this game and all that, but that shit goes out the window, especially if you ain't ever been put in that situation before. It's a lot of stuff that I've said, me as a person, that I would never do in a relationship. And it could be small ass shit to big stuff, and I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it right now, so it's just like, don't come at me. And I just feel like, with these friends, you gotta be careful. Like, these friends, boy, they snakes out here. Like, you know what I'm saying? They snakes. I got somebody else. You know what I'm saying? That I know they be playing size. Like, I purposely will tell this individual something, cause I know this individual gonna go back and say something. And they bit the bait and they did exactly what the fuck they was gonna do. Guess what? I'm cool with you, but I'm gonna keep you at a distance, right? So the message I pretty much want to get out to y'all is, like, excuse me, do not be afraid to step out your circle. Explore your horizons. Like, meet new people. Like, it is okay to meet new people. It is okay to explore. It is okay. Especially if you single and you notice you constantly hanging out, and this is for men and women, like, y'all hanging out with the same dudes, same girls, and shit popping, this and that. Like, start joining some social clubs, just changing your environment, you know. And then also, if you do got a friend, like, be happy and supportive of what they're going through in life. If it's a good, bad, or ugly, like, be a good friend to them. Like, don't sit here and try to bring them down or try to treat them like bow wow they ass, because in reality you only hurt yourself at the end, especially if that's a real good friend. And I feel like it's hard to come across really, really good friends. Like, it's really, really hard to come across like really, really good genuine people. Like, really, really good genuine people. And I can honestly say, you know, the one friend that I did lose, I mean, I can go ahead and give y'all a quick rundown. So basically, I had a friend, we was friends for about, I met her when I was like 21, 22. Everything was copacetic, A1, traveled together. We were damn near like peanut butter and jelly, right? So we end up working together at the same company. And it was an individual at that company that became cool with her, then came cool with me. But then, you know, I stopped working for the company, whatever, right? So I stopped working for the company. Me and this person was still cool, whatever, right? So down the years, we cool, whatever. Then she started acting like mad fucking weird, like getting jealous because I'm hanging out with certain people, or I got a boyfriend. It was just like some possessive friendship type shit. Like, she pretty much wanted me off for herself. And that shit started getting real creepy to me, like, you know, just throwing me off. So we ended up getting into like a real big dispute. I ain't gonna say dispute. Like, I ended that shit. Like, man, I don't do friendship like that. Like, I told her, like, you treat me like I'm your boyfriend, like you the fucking FBI, and I really meant that shit. So I cut that friendship off, and I felt like she was overstepping my boundaries as a friend. Like, if you my friend, stuff happens. Like, it's okay. I'm talking in circles, so I'm gonna go straight to the story. It was my birthday, and me and her was supposed to go out to a little bar, or whatever, get something to eat, whatever. Right? Excuse me. And one of my girlfriends was like, y'all want to slide up into the auto car show first, and then we can go there. So I'm like, man, I love to go to the auto show. I ain't been there in years. And once again, I ain't really had nothing to do for my birthday. So I'm like, I'm all down for whatever, right? Man, these two people are like my best friends. So one best friend made plans first, but that was later on in the day. And the other best friend made plans that was a little bit before the time we were supposed to go out. But it don't matter because the bar is going to be open like 2-3 in the morning. So it really shouldn't matter. So the first best friend who came with the second set of plans, I'm like, bet, we finna do that or whatever. So that's what I did. I told him, like, gee, let's go to the auto show. Then we're gonna leave that. We're gonna go to the bar. So it's kind of like I'm accommodating both sides. Bro, the shit got mad at me and, like, went crazy. Man, that was strike one. So fuck it. I stayed with my homegirl for the whole day. Like, I'm not finna go with that weird negative-ass energy. Then one day, me and her supposed to go out. It wasn't even an amazing just to get out the house at time. Had a new little relationship going on with this dude, whatever, and you know, he wanted to take me out. So I didn't know, like, he had something planned out that was paid for. It was a surprise. He didn't even know I had something planned because I didn't even let him know. I was just on some, I really, when I had that conversation with him initially, I really did not have nothing to do. But in the midst of that, she called me, was like, let's go do this, whatever. I'm like, all right, bet. So he popped up at my house and surprised me and end up taking me somewhere. So before then, now this is hours before me and her supposed to even go out, I notified her, like, yeah, he just called me, you know, was on some last minute type stuff, whatever. He literally just called me because you got your whole day still to reorganize if you want to. Like, I'm telling you, 6-8 hours in advance. She most definitely got mad at that. Like, I'm your friend, you supposed to tell him no. I don't give a fuck if he woo-woo. Man, I got tired of that energy. I cut that energy off completely, like cold turkey. Didn't care. Boom, next, move along, right? So ended that friendship for a couple years. She come back in the picture, you know, she moved away, blah blah blah. And long story short, when her, me, and a third grade used to work together at the job, she moved back up here from out of town, ended up living with her. So me and old girl end up being real cool with each other. Like, we was already cordial because of her, but also we all worked at the same company. It's weird. That's a whole nother story. But anywho, so me and old girl was like, damn, Jay, we ain't never used to hang out. We should have been kicking it like this. Like, she mad cool, whatever. So me and her end up starting getting close. Do you know, my so-called friend told me, and I'm jumping because the story is so in-depth. Like, it's crazy and it's fucking weird. I am not allowed to be friends with her because I am friends with her. And I'm like, what do you mean? Y'all come over my house. Y'all spend the night at my house. She has a son who became best friends with my stepson. We do everything together. So basically, you won't, what? I'm not, it ain't like she's somebody new. Like, I've been knowing the girl for like 10 years. Like, it ain't no random person I just met overnight. Like, I know her. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. So I said, well, what made you say that? She was like, well, I just feel like you be reaching out to her more than you reach out to me. And I'm like, that's a lie. And I'm like, well, I be calling your phone, and they living together at this time. Like, every time I blow your phone up to come over there, you don't pick up because your phone, one, is always dead or is on silent. So I call her phone, like, well, let me call her phone. And she's going to pick up her phone. And I'm like, hey, what y'all on? Woo, woo. And she's like, oh, Nicole, ooh, whatever, whatever. You know, she, you know what I'm saying? She want to come through. You get mad because I called her phone. But, bro, I just blew your phone down and you didn't pick up. So it's like, or then she's like, oh, I didn't know. Oh, I didn't know my phone had died and whatever. Like, weird ass shit. So long story short, she was felt like, I guess she felt like the girl was going to take her replacement. That wasn't the case. So I told, you know, I'll do better, right? Whatever that is. I don't know. I guess be conscious of my communication or something. I don't know. I didn't get it. I just said, okay, whatever, right? Because I still wasn't really connecting the dots of what she was trying to say. But mind you, me and the other girl, we never met up on our own. Like, we was always together as a group collectively. Like, so it never was no one-on-one going out like that. Now, have I reached out to her personally on some one-on-one conversation on the phone? Yeah. Our kids are really good friends. She cool with my guy. Like, we created our own friendship as well, but we never left the other individual out at all. Like, never. Like, now I've reached out to her. She reached out to me for, you know, relationship advice or just girl talk. For girl, what you doing today? What you cooking on Facebook? Like, oh, I see what you give me the recipe. Like, she didn't like that. You know what I'm saying? So whatever, right? So after that last conversation, I was like, I guess I'll do better, but I don't know what I'm doing better at because I'm still not understanding what's the problem. But a little backstory, she has introduced 4 to 5 other girls to this one individual, and she's okay with them having a friendship with that person, but don't want me to have a friendship with that person. You get what I'm saying? Like, can y'all understand? Like, I'm confused. Like, if you can help me out with that, please email me, comment, whatever, right? Because I'm not really getting it. So back to the story. Wrap this up real quick. So, long story short, we like a year later after that conversation of her, quote unquote, speaking her feelings or whatever the fuck may be, right? So my guy had planned my engagement, you know what I'm saying? Like, she had like, she, now this is coming from the horse's mouth, not mad, because I'm not knowing this. Like, he was like, her vibe was just fucking off. Like, she want to help out. It was some weird ass shit going on. Then when I did get engaged, she got mad because she wasn't made an honor. But I'm like, bro, you're not finna see him playing a bridal shower. You're not finna do it. I'm not paying for that. I'm not doing it. So why would you want a title for something that you just told me in so many words that you're not going to do? So I'm going to get those duties to somebody that I know, which is one of my other good friends who's married, FYI, by the way. Okay? Keep that on the record, right? So she just, some stuff had jumped off or whatever. I had some Nike gym shoes, and this is all over fucking pair of Nike gym shoes it originated from. I had a pair of Nike gym shoes, and I'm gonna wrap this up. And they were a little bit too small. I'm like, man, I'm trying to think, like, who could fit these? Who I think? I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go to the city. Let me see if she wants these. She could buy these off so I can get my money back, right? So I go to the city, I called the girl, and I'm like, who out the bam, got these shoes, but I'm like, damn, she ain't pick up the phone, whatever. But I had the shoes on me, so in case she did was to call me back while I was in the city, I was gonna slide and drop them off and get my bread back for the shoe. Well, she ended up not calling me back. I went home around 2 p.m. I remember the time like it was yesterday. And I had seen her and my friend on Facebook talking crazy. Like, we doing a vegan barbecue or something. Ooh, at this time, I ain't have my baby. I was bored. So I commented, and then I ended up calling my friend, and she didn't pick up the phone. So then I called the other girl. I'm like, tell Nicole, she, you know, whatever. She seen me calling her, whatever, woo-woo. So I'm like, what y'all doing? Like, they went on nothing. You know, they was chilling, whatever, right? So long story short, all I know is she, the next morning, yeah, because after I had called or something or whatever, it was just some weird-ass shit. Like, basically, I'm not even going over there or whatever. But anywho, because the shit happened so long ago. Next day, we got into a big argument over the phone. She was telling me, like, I'm not allowed to be friends with her. That's her friend, not my friend. But a little backstory, we all been knowing each other for a very long time. Yes, that is your friend, but we all met working in the same place of business. That's one. Two, you became more friends with her because honestly, I stopped working at that place of business. I feel like if I was to continue to work at that place of business,
I will be more friend to her as well as you are, in my opinion, right? And then I'm like, bro, like, y'all come over my house, y'all spend the night, I spend over there, my, me and my dad, like, we go drinking together, we have dinner together, we do everything together, so what the fuck, like, you're supposed to hang out with a person like that and not become friends with them? Like, who does that? So to sum up this whole show, we're not friends anymore. You know, truth about some friends, you know, so I'm just being very conscious of people who I call friends, you know, and that whole situation to this day is like super weird. So I have to pretty much like disconnect myself a little bit entirely because I got too much going on in my personal life where I don't entertain catty shit. I don't entertain it at all. So yeah, so you listen to this show, you know, I hope I was making some type of connection to you. And if you having that gut feeling about that friend, guess what? It is the gut feeling. So hopefully, guys, next week I feel much better. You know, I've been coughing a little bit on the show, but hope y'all enjoy the show once again. But yeah, you know, make sure you subscribe, download, share with your cousins, your aunties, your uncles. But thank you for tuning in to the Table Talk Podcast Show by Shanti Helena.